I think we should start at the beginning and talk about the title. Roses are not red.
Yeah.
Now, that's an interesting thing to say to kids because, you know, it's obviously inspired by that thing where you get all those little primers for little kids saying, oh, look, roses are red. Absolutely. And, you know, and yeah. Yeah, dandelions are yellow and all that sort of thing. So you decided to buck the system here. Why was that?
Yeah, it was actually, with all my previous writing, I've written quite a bit of poetic verse and things like that, where the heading has always been the last thing that I come up with. This title just popped out at me, woke me up one night. I was going to go back to sleep, but, you know, luckily I wrote it down. And, yeah, it really stuck in my head. And from there, the story kind of, woke up and worked off that title. And that whole Roses Are Not Red, that, once again, yeah, that's not the whole theme throughout, is about not bucking the system, but not to believe everything exactly as it is, and it's not all black and white, and the book sort of carries that message throughout.
Well, isn't this creating anxiety in toddlers?
Well, I guess it's creating critical thinking, I guess, which is probably, but yeah, I guess the message I tried to write as simplistic as I could. The title's probably, yeah, once again, quite strong in terms of the message. Throughout, it's more a tale of just the journey and experience and discovery. And I think having that moral, I mean, the story grew from a writer's festival a few years ago, and where a panel unanimously agreed that when a question was asked about do you write for a moral or do you just write whatever comes into your head, and they all just said, you know, we write whatever comes into our head. We're not concerned too much about the moral. And that was a bit of a sticking point for me. I kind of went, well, I kind of think there should be morals for children's books. So I had a go at it, and that, I tried to convey that moralistic message to help kids learn at an early age as much as I can. The illustrator, Jo Kaskelly, a really good friend of mine out at Charleville, yeah, she had some feedback from a year two teacher. They actually used it as a topic for discussion based off body image and not believing everything we see in the magazines and the photoshopping and all that sort of thing. So to convey positive body image. So that's amazing when I hear that. It sort of melts my heart a bit because it's nice that it's used across a whole range of themes in that regard.